It seems a familiar place to be on New Year's Eve somehow, gathered with you saints.
好像我们每次在新年的前夜我们聚在一起都非常熟悉了。
The world wants to be in Times Square, New York City.
这个属世的人呢，他们希望今天晚上他们是在纽约的时代广场。
But we have come at New Year's Eve to Mount Zion.
但是我们在除夕我们却是来到锡安山。
There is no ball that will drop at midnight.
在半夜你不会看见有一个这个过年的这个球会落下来。
Just hopefully the rain will stop.
我们只是盼望这个雨能够停下来。
Thank you so much for your prayers for my wife and I.
谢谢你们为着我和我太太的一些祷告。
The older you get, the more you realize how indebted you are to people who pray for you.
你越年长，你越觉得你亏欠了那些为你来祷告的那些弟兄姊妹们。
We'd like to look again into this mystery of Zion.
我们今天晚上我们再一次来看锡安的奥秘。
We'd like to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5.
我们来翻到撒母耳记下第五章。
And we'll read the portion where David comes and takes Zion.
我们来读那一段，看大卫是如何来攻取这个锡安山。
2 Samuel chapter 5, beginning in verse 6.
撒母耳记下第五章，我们从第六节开始。
Now the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, and they said to David, "You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will turn you away," thinking David cannot enter here.
大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不赶出瞎子瘸子，必不能进这地方，心里想大卫绝不能进去。
Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David.
然而大卫攻取锡安的保障就是大卫的城。
David said on that day, whoever would strike the Jebusites, let him reach the lame and the blind who were hated by David's soul through the water tunnel.Therefore, they say, the blind or the lame shall not come into the house.
当日大卫说，谁攻打耶布斯人，当上水沟，攻打我心里所恨恶的瘸子瞎子。从此有俗语说，在那里有瞎子瘸子，他不能进屋去。
So David lived in the stronghold and called it the city of David. And David built all around from the Milo and inward.
大卫住在宝帐里，给宝帐起名叫大卫城。大卫又从米罗以里周围筑墙。
David became greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him.
大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
So Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David a palace.
太王西兰将香柏木运到大卫那里，又差遣使者和木匠、石匠给大卫建造宫殿。
So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
大卫就知道耶和华建立他做以色列王，又为自己的民以色列使他的国兴旺。
And then chapter 5 verse 17, one verse there.
我们再看第五章第十七节。
Now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, and David heard of it and went down to the stronghold.
非利士人听见人高大卫做以色列王，非利士众人就上来寻索大卫。大卫听见就下到宝帐。
And then two verses in chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
我们再看翻到第六章，我们看第一、第二节。
Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name, the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim.
大卫又聚集以色列中所有挑选的人30,000。大卫起身，率领跟随他的众人前往，要从巴拉犹大将神的约柜运来。这约柜就是坐在二基路伯上万军之耶和华留名的约柜。
And then finally, our three verses in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24.
然后我们再翻到希伯来书12章24到25节。
But you are come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
你们乃是 来到锡安山永生城的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上住长子之会所共居的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这些所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
We cannot come to Zion unless we are gathered by the Lord.
如果不是主亲自的召聚我们，我们是不能来到锡安山。
But so we have been gathered by Him even this night.
就是今天晚上，他就这样的来聚集我们。
May we have eyes to see at the end of the year how important a gathering at Mount Zion is.
让愿意我们有一个眼睛，我们看见在年末的时候。我们能够来到锡安山是何等的重要。
Our Father, we come to you tonight, and we want to feel at home in Zion.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前，我们真是盼望，我们来到锡安，我们就是到家了。
We know there's elements about it that are strange and mysterious.
我们知道，在它围绕着它有许多奥秘的事情。
How can we be seated in the heavenly places with Christ?
我们是如何能够与基督一同坐在天上？
How can we seek the things above where Christ is seated?
我们怎么能来求那上面基督所坐的那个地方的事情？
How can we live a life where we look not at the things that can be seen, but at the unseen things which are eternal?
我们怎么能过一个生活，我们不是按照能见的，而是看到能不见的，但是是永远的。
But because of our salvation, you have fitted us with a new creation and a spirit.That can understand these things.
但是因着你的救恩，你把我们让我们能够适合来看见我们所不能以前不能明白的。
So as the song was sung, we rejoice as we gather together to Mount Zion tonight.
就像诗歌里所唱的，我们在一起，我们喜乐的，我们来到锡安山。
Because our dear Lord is very present in Mount Zion.
因为我们亲爱的主是非常明显的在锡安那里。
Oh Lord, be very present to us at the end of this year.
主啊，愿意你在年末，你那么明显的与我们同在。
Grant us a progressive vision that can move us into this coming year.
让我们的眼目能够进步，我们看前面的这一年。
We praise you, we worship you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们赞美你，我们也敬拜你。
And we gather in your precious name.
我们是奉以宝贵的名聚集。
Amen.
Amen.
Zion is a mystery deep in the heart of God.
锡安是在神的心里面非常深处的一个奥秘。
It is a mystery after all.
确实是一个奥秘。
Some are gathered to Mount Zion but don't even realize it.
有些人他们已经聚到锡安山了，但是他们还没有认识到。
They think it's something to do with the future.
他们认为这还是将来的事。
Some are here tonight, and you know you're upon Mount Zion.
有些人，你们今天晚上在这里，你们就知道你们是在锡安山上。
There's many mysteries to Zion.
锡安有很多的奥秘。
One I'll mention at the beginning.
我在刚开始我讲过。
When we gather to Mount Zion, we are also gathered with those departed saints who know and love us.
当我们在锡安山聚集，我们就和那些在我们前面已经去了的那些他们爱我们的那些弟兄们。
There is a facet of our beliefs that we call the communion of the saints.
在我们里面，我们的信心的有一个方面，就是我们和这个圣徒，我们能够一起来交通。
And most of us believe that that means that we have fellowship, that's communion, with every brother and sister who's a believer in the Lord Jesus.
很多弟兄姊妹们就认为我们和所有信主的弟兄们我们都能够来交通。
But from the earliest days of the church, the people understood that this communion of the saints also involves a fellowship, as it were, with those departed saints from our midst.
在最早的时候，那些弟兄们他们也认识到，我们所谓的与圣徒的交通，也包括了那些已经离世的那些弟兄姊妹们。
And as we'll see tonight, when we gather on Mount Zion, our brother Wang's with us.
就像
our brother Kang's with us.
像我们今天我们可以看见的，当我们这样聚集的时候，我们的王弟兄、我们的江弟兄，他们也跟我们在一起。
The Moravians were wonderful Christians.
那摩利维亚弟兄们他们是非常好的基督徒。
They believed so much in the communion of the saints.
他们是那样的相信与圣徒的交通。
That on the Lord's Resurrection Sunday every year,
每年在主复活的那个日子的主日
,That is Easter morning,
就是复活节的早晨。
After they had a worship service,
当他们在一起敬拜了以后
,They went out for their traditional lunch.
他们一起去吃他们每年要吃的一个午餐。
There in Herrnhut, Germany, they sat down and had their picnic lunch on the gravestones of their departed brethren.
在那个守护城，他们就来到一些那个墓碑的那个地方，他们与那些过世的弟兄们一起交通来吃午餐。
They felt somehow they were close to them.
他们觉得他们已经非常的与他们亲近。
Well, I don't suggest we practice eating on our relatives' graves.
我不建议我们去在我们亲戚的他们的这个墓碑上面我们来吃饭。
But behold, I tell you a mystery.
但是我在这里是跟你们讲一个奥秘。
You know, we are separated from our dear brother Wang.
你知道，虽然我们与王弟兄相隔。
We feel the separation.
我们也能体会到这个隔离。
We feel the loss.
我们也能够体会到我们的损失。
But I report to you a consolation.
但是我在这里给你说一句安慰的话。
Brother Wang senses no loss.
王弟兄他没有觉得有失落。
For not only is he in the presence of the Lord.
因为他不仅是在主的同在里面。
But there's a mystery that we're going to try to talk about tonight.
而且有一个奥秘，我们今天晚上我们试图来讲明白。
About eternity.
来，我们是论到永远。
What is time like in eternity?
在永远里面，时间像什么
？We know our clock here on earth.
我们在地上，我们都有这个钟表。
And we sense the separation of time of our departed ones.
我们觉得和那些离世的人，我们中间，我们感觉到有隔离。
But those departed in the presence of the Lord.
但是那些离去的，他们是在与主的同在里面。
Have experienced that separation as a twinkling of an eye.
那个。好像隔离的那个感觉只是像一眨眼。
They still know us. They still remember us well.
他们还认识还记得我们。
Why, they don't sense any separation.
他们是不会有隔离的感觉的。
For no time has elapsed.
因为没有时间能够来持久。
I don't know if any of you are interested in reading scientific stuff.
我们不知道你有多少人你们喜欢读科学的书籍。
But,there is a dear Christian scientist named Arthur Coustance from Canada.
在加拿大有一个信主的一个科学家叫阿瑟。
Have you ever read his articles on time and eternity?
你有没有读过他写的关于时间和永远的文章？
He seems to suggest something. I stated to you, it's kind of a wild concept.
他好像他在提出了一个建议，我觉得看来是一个非常奇妙或者非常怪异的一个概念。
When the trumpet sounds and we're raptured up from this earth,
当号角吹响，我们被从地上来被提的时候
，and the dead in Christ go first,
那些在基督里面先去了的人，他们先复活
，and then we who are alive,
然后我们这些还活着的
，in eternity,
在永远里面
，we'll all find ourselves going up at the same time.
我们同时，我们都在那里被提。
No. You and Brother Watchman Nee, who died in 1970, approaching up before the Lord's throne together at the same time.
无论是你还是我，还是1970年代去世的倪弟兄，我们都在一起在那里被提，我们来到主的宝座面前。
Because beyond the veil of this time, there's a stepping into eternity.
在我们这个时间的这个帐幕的后面，我们再进入到一个永远里面。
And tonight we want to look at just this point.
我 我们今天晚上我们就看这一点。
There's an element, a component of the mystery of Zion that has to do with the fact that Zion is based in eternity.
我们看到关于锡安的奥秘，其中有一个点或者一个组成部分是讲到锡安是建立在永远的上面。
You see, it's also in time. Here we are, New Year's Eve, gathered to Mount Zion.
你看，我们也是在时间的里面，我们在新除夕，我们是在锡安山聚集。
But it's also in another time zone.
但是在另外一个的时区里面
，an eternal time zone，
在那个永远的时区里面
，yet to be discovered by saints by the walk of faith，
我们还是等待着这个信徒们，他们因信他们来认识。
So we want to talk about Mount Zion tonight。
所以我们今天晚上我们来讲要讲锡安山。
How wonderful to dwell in Mount Zion！
我们能够来居住在锡安是何等奇妙的事情。
Because the capstone on Mount Zion is the Lord Jesus, our Messiah, upon the top.
因为在锡安山的这个房角石是我们的主耶稣基督他自己。
He is in the middle of Zion.
他是在锡安的里面。
And Zion becomes the centerpiece of our kingdom inheritance.
这个锡安就是我们这个国度的这个产业的一个中央的这个摆件。
In this present life, we already begin to taste of our inheritance on Mount Zion.
在这个时间的里面，我们已经开始来预尝我们在天国的我们的产业。
Because there we discover an amazing mix of time and eternity in His presence.
在他的面前，我们一方面体会到时间，另外我们也体会到永远。
So the Word of God has Jehovah saying, "As for me." I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
所以在那里，神说，我已经立我的君在锡安，在我的圣山。
In Zion, we see the beauty of holiness.
你在锡安，你看见这个圣洁的美丽。
And the writer of Psalm 87 says, "The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any other dwelling of Jacob."
诗篇八十七篇的作者说，神喜爱。西安的城门胜过雅各一切的住处。
And Psalm 48 says, "Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider her ramparts, go through her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation." That's where we're at right now. Psalm 48:12 or 18.
Sorry. 诗篇四十八篇。十二节，你们当周游锡安，四围旋绕，数点城楼。
And then Psalm 132:13, "For the Lord has chosen Zion; He's desired it for His dwelling place."
诗篇一百三十二篇说，神已经拣选了锡安作为他的居所。
In the New Testament, in Hebrews 12, Mount Zion is the corporate reality that is slowly disappearing from many.Of the churches.
在希伯来书新约的希伯来书十二章讲到锡安是一个在很多我们当时的一个教会的里面逐渐消失的一个现实。
The early church experienced Mount Zion.
早期的教会他们经历了锡安山。
But as the spiritual reality of Zion waned, the church lost this mystery component.
但是当锡安的这个它的概念已经慢慢的削弱了，教会就失去了这样的一个奥秘。
So when the children of Israel were taken into captivity,
所以当以色列的百姓他们被掳
，and Jerusalem was destroyed,
耶路撒冷被毁
，they finally got to sing this song.
他们最后终于唱了这首诗歌。
In Psalm 126,
在诗篇一百二十六篇。
When the Lord restored the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. And they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things." Indeed, the Lord has done great things.
我们满口喜笑、满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说。耶和华为他们行了大事，耶和华果然为我们行了大事。
Anyone here who has been to Mount Zion and lost it knows the joy of coming back.
每个他曾经来接触到锡安山又失去的，当他们回归的时候，他们就能够享受到他的快乐。
And if you know that song of Zion in Psalm 26, what's the response of those who've been like those who dream back at Zion?
你看见那些人，他们的自己的经历，好像他们像做梦一样。
Their prayer was, Lord, we repent. Restore us of any captivity that keeps us from Zion.
他们的祷告就是主啊，我们悔改，求你来把我们带回锡安，然后把我们来恢复在锡安里面。
Because Zion is such a blessed place.
因为锡安是蒙福的一个地方。
It is said of Zion, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to gather together in Zion.
论到锡安说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美。
It's like the dew of Hermon that comes down. Oh, we're in Mount Hermon tonight. The dew. And it comes down upon Zion.
就像黑门的甘露来降在锡安山，我们现在就在黑门山这里。
It's on Mount Zion that the Lord commands the blessing, Chaim Ha'olam, life forevermore.
在那里有神命定的福，就是永远的生命。
How would you like life? Life, it's on Mount Zion.
你喜不喜欢生命？生命就在锡安山上。
Now there are many blessed churches today who have anointed teaching ministry.
在今天有很多的教会，他们里面有好像很蒙恩、蒙祝福的那些教师。
And some other churches among Jacob that have an anointed worship team that lead worship.
有一些教会，他们有很有才华的这个来敬拜的团队。
But those who've been to Mount Zion,
但是那些来到锡安山的人
they know an anointing that comes off the beard of Jesus, our high priest in heaven. It comes down upon us as we worship together.
他们看见那个脂油是从亚伦的头上直经过胡须一直落到他的衣襟，降在我们的身上。
There is no greater blessing in worship than to be under our Lord's beard.
没有比在我们主他的胡须的下面更大的一个祝福。
But it's a mystery how a company of believers ever come to find Mount Zion.
但是有很多人，有一些人他们已经发现了锡安山。
But the mystery is solved by knowing one thing.
这个奥秘，当你认识一件事情，你就可以解决。
The Lord loves Zion so much that he'll lead anybody who by faith has heart that has the highways to Zion.
我们的主是那样的爱锡安，如果你有心，他就会带你通往锡安的大道。
We may begin like Abraham, out of the Ur of Chaldees, not knowing where he's going, but faith will bring us to Mount Zion.
我们可能会像亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔出来的时候，我们还不知道到哪里去，但是信心会把我们带到锡安山。
Now, not many rich, not many wise, not many noble people find the highways to Zion.
但是不是那么多的有福的那些好像智慧的那些有名的那些有名望的人，他们能找到奔往锡安的大道。
And yet, in Psalm 84, it seems to imply that there are many highways, and they all lead to Zion.
好像诗篇在八十四篇里面给我们看到有很多的路都通向锡安。
And as we walk by faith.We bump into fellow sojourners who help us to find the way to Zion.
但是当我们凭信心来而行的时候，我们就能够遇到很多的那些属灵的同伴，我们一起在奔向锡安。
So, after I got saved somehow, by faith, I started searching for Zion.
当我得救以后，我凭着信心，我在那里寻找锡安。
And usually,It takes a shepherd to show us the path to Zion.
一般情况下，你需要一个牧人来指明你去锡安的路。
I'll just mention three shepherds of mine in passing.
我在这里简单的提到我生命里面的三个牧人。
You know, I'm so thankful to God for my dear wife.
我为着我亲爱的妻子，我感谢神。
Her father was the one that led me to Christ.
他的父亲把我带进到主里面。
What a loving shepherd.
他是多么有爱心的一个牧人。
What a patient shepherd.
他 他是多么有耐心的一个牧人。
He was a businessman.
他是一个做生意的人。
A Southern Baptist.
他是美南浸信会的人。
But he had a heart for the Lord.
但是他向着主有心。
You know, he came out of World War II.
在二战刚结束。
Invested his money he'd saved up during the war.
他在把二战期间省下来的钱他投资了。
And soon ran out of money.
他马上把钱就用光了。
The Lord told him Matthew 6:33.
主在在马太福音六章三十六节。
And seeking first the kingdom involved, paying a tithe, even when you only made a dollar, you pay 10 cents.
你先求我的国和我的义，你要十分之一的奉献，你就算只挣一块钱，你要把十分钱献上。
But the Lord also told my father-in-law that one night a week he was to take a friend of his and go witness to somebody about Jesus Christ.
我也跟他说，每个星期你一个晚上，你要带一个朋友，你去外面传福音，给主做见证。
So every week they knocked on somebody's door.
每个星期他们就去敲别人的门。
And many people got saved.
很多人就因此得救了。
And so they started a church out of people who got saved.
他们就因着这些得救的人，他们就成立了一个教会。
It's a long story, but within about 10 years, there were 1,500 businessmen who would go and witness.To people about how to get saved.
有一个这个很长的故事，但是十年以后呢，你就看见有1500个这个做生意的人，他们都一起去来传福音做见证。
So I don't know why, but I got saved in a wonderful Baptist church that believed the Bible and that preached the gospel.
所以我是在这样的一个浸信会里面，我们相信圣经，我们来传福音，我在这里得救。
So my road to Zion started by studying the Bible.
所以我向着西安的这个路程就是从读圣经开始。
But I still had no idea what Zion was. I thought Zion was a Baptist church.
我不知道西安是什么，我还以为西安就是浸信会。
My father-in-law made some trips of evangelism to England where he met Brother Lance Lambert.
我的岳父他就到英国去传教，然后遇见了兰佩德弟兄。
And so my path crossed with another shepherd who knew the highways to Zion.
所以我的道路就与另外一个认识西安大道的一个牧人，我们的就交汇了。
And in the process of God's ways, there came the time where I, along with my wife and a team of about 30 businessmen, went to Halford House where Brother Lance Lambert was there.
我们有一次，我们有三十几个做生意的人和我的妻子，我们一起到这样的一个地方，兰皮德弟兄当时在那里。
And we went out in teams, two by two, through London, and witnessed to people of how we got saved. And a number of people got saved there in that wonderful meeting.
我们就是每两个人一起，我们就出去传福音，做见证，告诉他们我们怎么得救，然后就有很多人就得救了。
But while I was there, I touched Zion for the first time.
但是当我在那里的时候，我就第一次摸着了西安。
Meeting of God's people, where the Lord was there.
你在那里遇见主与主同在的他的百姓。
It seemed the Lord was leading the worship time.
你可以看见主在带领他们的敬拜。
The prayers and the scriptures and the praises were just full of some direction by the Spirit.
当时的祷告，当时用的经文就充满了圣灵的带领。
And there I got my first taste of Zion.And I told the people on that Sunday last service, I said, I feel like I'm at home.
那一次我第一次摸到了西安山，我就跟一些人说，我觉得我回家了。
Now I'd already been to many churches. As a matter of fact, I became a Baptist preacher.
我那个时候已经去过很多的教会，甚至我是一个浸信会的传道人。
But this was the first time in 10 years as a Christian, I felt I was home.
这是我信主。十年以来，我第一次觉得我是在家里。
Because it seemed like the Lord was at home.
因为觉得主他是在那个家里。
This is my resting place. Here will I dwell, the Lord said.
这是我的安息的所在，这是我要我的居所。我们的主这样说。
Well, I came back to the States, and now I felt like I had no home.
当我回到美国以后，我觉得很孤单。
And that's when my path. Toward Zion, bumped to another shepherd, our brother Stephen Kahn.
这就是我的去奔向西安的路程遇中遇上了另外的一个牧人，就是江弟兄。
At that time, I was pastoring a non-denominational church.
我那个时候我在牧养一个没有宗派的这样的一个教会。
And the highways took me to a strange city named Raleigh, North Carolina.
这个大道呢，就把我带到了北卡的Raleigh 这个城市。
It just so happened that one of the first people I met there was Brother Jonathan Pong.
特别 奇妙的，我遇见的第一个弟兄是彭弟兄，彭
永
平弟兄。
He was getting his master's degree at North Carolina State.
他那时候在北卡读他的硕士学位。
And as I built this church,
我那个时候我在建立这个教会。
Even though this church was growing in 2 years from 1 to 120 people.
这个教会在还在扩增，当两年我们就从一个人涨到120个人。
But I just didn't feel it was home.
但是我觉得好像不是家。
It was like my job.
只是一个工作而已。
It was like my church.
这好像是我的教会。
Now once a month, this dear brother Stephen Kong would come to Raleigh.
每个月江弟兄他来到Raleigh 这个地方。
And he would go to a person's house there.
他在来到一个人的家里。
He spoke Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
他就在星期五晚上、星期六早上、星期六晚上、星期天早上来讲道。
And one of the people who went to that meeting said, you should go meet and hear our brother Stephen Kong.
有一个去过那聚会的人就说你也应该去，然后你去见一见江弟兄吧。
And...At that time, I found the highways to Zion.
在那个时候，我就发现，我就找到了奔往西安的大道。
I heard him speak on the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
我在那里听他讲天国的奥秘。
And for the first time, I understood what Zion was.
我第一次明白了西安是什么。
You see, I knew the first half of the parables that are spoken about in Matthew chapter 13.
我只是这样读马太福音十三章那些关于天国的比喻的前半部分，我是这样读的。
I knew that even in the church there was a pathway and there was thorny ground and there was flesh and there were tares and there was leaven. I knew all of that. I could see all of that.
我知道在教会里面有各种各样的杂草，有各种各样的教，有各种各样的好像这个增进，我知道这些所有负面的东西。
You know, when we look at the church, we're sea adders, and all I could see was a lot of negative things.
当我们这样在外表看教会，我们就能看见所有的这些负面的东西。
But then our shepherd, our brother Stephen Kong, talked about the hidden mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
然后我就听到江弟兄讲到天国这个隐藏的奥秘。
After speaking those four parables, I assume you all know those parables in Matthew 13.
当他讲完这四个前面四个预言，马太十三章那里。
Then the Lord took his disciples inside and shared with them Mount Zion.
然后主就把他的门徒带到里面，跟他们讲锡安山。
The Lord Jesus says, "Do you know what Mount Zion is like?"
主说：“你们知不知道锡安是什么？”
It's like a treasure I found hidden in the field. And I'm going to spend everything I have, even my life, to dig this beautiful, beautiful Zion out.
它就像在田里面的一个宝贝，我看见这个，发现这个宝贝，我就放下一切所有的，我来把这个宝贝挖出来。
I never would have called the church a treasure.
我从来不会叫教会叫它做宝藏。
I might have said it's hidden in a field, right? It's buried where I can't even see it.
当然是在一个隐藏的被埋起来的，我根本看不见的。
Jesus says you're looking at the wrong stuff.
耶稣说你是在看错了。
You're looking at the enemy. You're looking at the tares. You're looking at the leaven.
你在那里看着仇敌，你看的是这个稻草，你看的是是这个教。
Jesus says you know.What Zion is like?
主说你知道西安像什么吗
It's like the greatest pearl I've ever seen.
它像我看见的最宝贵的这个珠子。
It's worth everything I have.
它是值得我一切。
Oh, I love this pearl.
我爱这个珠子。
This is my church.
是我的教会。
These are my people.
这是我的百姓。
This is Zion.
这是西安。
And then he said, repent.
然后他说你们要悔改。
And I had to repent for all of those 10 years that I'd been saved and been a servant of the Lord in the church.
我必须再悔改，我虽然得救十年，我在那里服侍他。
Because I've never seen the perfection of beauty in the church like I saw it that night.
但是我从来没有看见教会它的美丽的完全像那天晚上看见。
When we look around, we're sea adders looking at people say, oh, I don't like that way that person prays. Look at that guy always falling asleep. We always look at the negative thing.
当我们看外表，我们总是看见那些负面的。我们看，你看那个人，他是这样的祷告，那个人总是听到，总是睡觉。
But I saw it.
但是我看见了。
I had to take my former vision of the church through the cross to see the beauty of the church.
但是我必须要经过十字架的眼光，我们看我们以前看见的教会，才能看见它的美丽。
Not the beauty that someday will be the beauty now.
不是将来的那个美丽，而是现在就有的美丽。
Oh, what a difference it makes.
这实在是引起了一个很大的变化。
Just for a servant of God, can you imagine the difference it makes when you as a teacher of the Bible and a preacher see the church as perfect?
你能不能当你看见一个作为一个教师你看见这个教会的完全的时候你能发现它其中的变化吗
You start to treat it different.
你在那里你对待他的方式也不一样。
And from that finished perfection, you can exhort the church to be what it is.
你通过那个你看见了他的教会的完美你可以就在你劝勉教会能够成为他要成为的。
Well, okay, I've gone on too long about myself.
讲我自己讲的太多了。
Because tonight I want to share this mystery that has to do with what I'm talking about.
我今天必须在这里讲我要讲的这个奥秘。
Underneath Zion.The foundations are eternal.
在基安的它的根基是永久的。
And we see that in this little scripture portion we read tonight about David coming to Zion.
我们今天读大卫攻取锡安这个故事里面我们已经看见了。
Now the first act that David did as king over all of Israel was he took Zion.
当大卫成为以色列王他做的第一件事情就是攻取了锡安。
Why?
为什么?
Why take Zion?
为什么要攻取锡安呢?
Zion in Hebrew means outcropping of rock.
这个锡安这个词在希伯来语里面是讲到这个小山上的这个突出来的一个岩石。
Now, Zion wasn't even a city.
锡安甚至都不是一个城市而已。
The Jebusites had a city there.
那个里面好像没有一个城市。
But what's a stronghold?
它是一个堡障。
Back in the old days,
在旧时代
If anybody came to attack, then all of the farmers in the area and all of the citizens in the city would run up into this stronghold.
当一个地方被攻击的时候呢，他们所有的这个农夫，他们那些人，他们就逃出来到一个堡障那个地方。
And once you got up in there, nobody could get you.
当你跑到堡障里面的时候，就没有人能够来攻击你了。
They weren't even living there.
他们不是在下面生活。
Do you see what I'm saying?
你知不知道我是什么意思？
Have you seen the Rock of Gibraltar?
你看见有这个，好像有一个Gibraltar 这个一个大岩石。
You know, in southern Spain, there's a piece of southern Spain that Britain owns. It's the Rock of Gibraltar.
在西班牙的南部有这个很有名的一个大岩石的一个山。
If you've seen the advertisement for Prudential Insurance, they have this big Rock of Gibraltar as their picture.
你看见这个普华永道这个他们的这个广告，你看见他那个标志就是这个叫做 Gibraltar 这个大山。
Now, why would David go and take this stronghold of Zion?
为什么大卫要去攻取锡安这个地方？
Was he mad at the blind and the lame people?
因为他是，难道是他真是痛恨那些瘸子和瞎子吗？
Maybe it's because he's now the king of all Israel except this one little city because of Zion.
也许他觉得他已经是全以色列的王了，只有这个一个地方他还没有得取。
Why did he choose this?
他为什么选这个地方？
Of all the cities he could have chosen.
他可以选择所有的城市。
Hebron in Judah is much more pleasant and beautiful.
在希伯伦的犹大是一个更有意思的城市去夺取。
But somehow, in his heart, he needed to take Zion.
在他的心里面，他有这样的一个需要来攻取锡安。
How did he know that 500 years before, Moses said, and God will choose him a place to live to rest and to build his house for worship?
他怎么知道在500年以前摩西就说神要选择一个地方然后让他能够在那边居住让他的百姓能够来敬拜
In those 500 years, nobody had decided that was Jerusalem.
这500年以来没有人认识到他就是耶路撒冷。
But then David becomes king and for some reason he picks this mount.
但是当大卫成为王了以后他就选了这样的一个山。
The simple answer is that in eternity there was some plan that brought David to this point.
一个简单的答案就是在永远的里面有这样的一个计划把大卫带到了这一点。
The plan is made even a little more mysterious when we understand what David did with Goliath's head.
当我们看大卫他拿到这个哥利亚的这个首级的时候这个好像这个计划就更奥秘了。
What did David do with Goliath's head after he chopped it off?
当大卫割了哥利亚的头以后他怎么做了
In 1 Samuel 17:54, it says, And David took the Philistine's head and hung it in Jerusalem.
在撒母耳记上讲到大卫把这个非利士人的头带到了耶路撒冷挂起来。
Now, wait a minute, that's pretty interesting.
这是很有趣的。
Of course, this is a writer of Samuel looking back. The place, there wasn't even a Jerusalem, actually. It was the Jebusite city.
当然这是当这个作者呢他其实论到这个地方的时候还不叫耶路撒冷只是耶布斯人的一个他们的城市。
When David defeated Goliath, Gibeah was the central capital where King Saul dwelt up in the Benjamin.
在那个时候扫罗做王的时候基比亚是便雅悯的地方扫罗的他的首府。
Now why would teenage boy David take that head and hang it in Jerusalem?
为什么这样一个少年大卫他把这个首级带到耶路撒冷
Was he threatening Jerusalem?
他在那里为了恐吓耶路撒冷吗
Was he claiming Zion?
或者说是他在那里宣告他对西安的主权
Maybe it was just a prominent place to display the head.
也许只是他在有一个很显著的地方让他把这个首级挂起来
Now he had no idea what would happen later in God's eternal purpose.
他根本就没有想到在神永远的旨意里面以后会发生的事情。
Now there's an interesting debate regarding the place of the skull, Golgotha.
在这里有一个很有趣的一个争论讲到这么有一个地方叫毒楼地这样的一个好像这个头颅的这样的一个地方。
Now evangelical Christians say the place of the skull,You can see in Jerusalem today is this rock surface that has this eyes that looks like a skull. If you've been to Israel, you know what I'm talking about.
在福音派的人他们说你如果去以色列你从耶路撒冷往外看你看见有一个地方一个大岩石的地方好像有眼睛像一个骷髅头一样。
But Jewish scholars say this place was called the place of the skull because that's where Goliath's head was buried.
但是这个犹太人的学者他们说这个地方之所以被叫成毒楼地是因为那是在哥利亚他的头骨被埋葬的地方。
Now isn't it interesting that David slew Goliath, his arch enemy?
你当大卫他杀了他的大仇敌哥利亚的时候。
And 1,000 years later, Jesus died on Golgotha and crushed the head of Satan.
在1,000年以后，耶稣就死在毒楼地，然后他就伤了蛇的头。
Did David know about all this?
大卫知道这一切吗
？Well, we don't know, but we know 14 years after Goliath, he finally came back to take Jebus as his city.
我们不知道，但是我们知道14年他杀了哥利亚以后，他就来到这里攻取了这个城市。
And of course, it was a stronghold, and they couldn't get in immediately.
当然是一个保障不是那么容易攻取的。
But David found a way in through the water tunnel.
但是大卫是通过这样的一个水沟他就进到里面了。
And you remember how Joab went in there with some of his fellow soldiers and they opened the gates of Jerusalem of Zion and so in came David.
你记得是约牙带着几个人他们就潜到那里然后把门打开来迎大卫进去。
And so the gates opened and David walked in.As the king of Zion.
当门打开了以后大卫就 像王一样，他就走了进去。
Later on, when he would bring the ark into Jerusalem, he wrote a song, Psalm 24.
当后来他把约柜迎到耶路撒冷，他写了一个诗篇，诗篇二十四篇。
Lift up your heads, O ye gates! Lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in.
说扬起你的头，扬起你的胸这个永远的这个荣耀的王，他要来了。
Now David was talking about when he brought the ark up with the King of glory into the city of David.
当他把这个约柜带进来的时候，他说他迎来了这个荣耀的王。
How would he know this was connected in eternity with a thousand years later when Jesus went down from the Mount of Olives and in through the same eastern gate that had opened?
他怎么会想到在一千年以后，在神永远的计划里面，耶稣他也是从橄榄山上下来，从同样的这样的一个东门，他进了耶路撒冷。
And how did David know what was predicted in Zechariah chapter 14, verses 3 and 4?
他怎么知道大卫在这里，怎么知道这是在撒加利亚十四章那里来的一个预言？
That when the Messiah would come to receive his millennial kingdom, he would come in through that same eastern gate into the city.
当弥赛亚来到他的千年国度的时候，他是从同样的一个东门来进到同样这个城市。
Now, do you see what I'm saying?
你看见我所说的了吗？
When David got to Zion and he dwelt there,
当大卫攻取了西安，并且在那里居住的时候
，It said.David became greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him.
那你讲到大卫日渐的强盛，因为万军之耶和华与他同在。
He recognized something. He was on holy ground.
他认识到他是站在这个圣地上面。
This is a place different than I've been before.
这是我以前从来没有到过的地方。
There was something predestined about David's choosing of Zion.
在大卫拣选锡安这件事情上面，好像已经预定了。
And David possessed God's Zion.
大卫攻取的是神的锡安。
He called it the city of David.
他把它叫做大卫城。
But as he wrote his Psalms, he didn't call it the city of David because he recognized that David's city was actually God's city.
但是他写诗篇的时候，他没有叫做大卫城，因为他认识到所谓的大卫城实际上是神的城。
Zion, O Zion, you're the city of God.
说锡安，锡安，你是神的城。
How did I ever find it?
我怎么可能找到它了呢？
These are these eternal mysteries underneath Zion.
这是在锡安之下面的一些永远的一个奥秘。
From the moment David took Zion, he began to win.Every battle.
大卫拿下锡安以后，每场征战他都得胜。
Hiram, the king of Tyre, the richest kingdom in the world at that time.
在那个时候，他打败了这个推罗王，这个是最富有的这个国王。
Came to make a treaty with David and that they could build a palace for David.
他就和大卫立了合约，然后把这些木匠，然后石匠。来给大卫建一个宫殿。
And then, when David finally brought the ark up into Zion,
后来当大卫把约柜带进锡安以后
，it was clear,
就更清楚了。
His throne needed God's throne.
他的宝座必须要有神的宝座的支持。
Zion is God's throne through the King's throne.
这个锡安就是神他宝座，然后也是王的宝座。
You see, David's a see-througher.
大卫他是看穿的这样的一个人。
He says, we have to have the ark up here in Zion.
他说我们必须在锡安这里我们迎娶神的约柜。
I know it's my throne.
我知道这是我的宝座。
But I need his throne.
但是我更需要他的宝座。
And Zion is marked by the throne of the Messiah.
锡安是带着弥赛亚宝座的标记。
So David discovered Zion behind Zion as the kingdom of God touched the earth.
所以当大卫看见锡安之后的锡安的时候，那个时候神的国就来到地上。
This is something more than a kingdom like the kingdoms around me. This is the kingdom
这个国不是像我周围的这些国，而是神的国。
There was so much that was more than it first appeared about Zion.
在锡安的表面是以后，里面还有很多很多的东西。
But here's the discovery.
但是我们的发现乃是如此。
He discovered that Zion had always been there.
他就发现了锡安是一直就在那里。
Waiting to be discovered in the eternal now.
就是我们今天这个永久的这个现在已在等候被发现。
This is the city of God. This is the house of God.
这是神的宝座，神的家。
Foundations are eternal.
它的根基是永远。
Of course, there were even deeper roots to Zion.
但是锡安还有更深的根基。
Did he see Christ?Who, as he says in Psalm 110, did he see that Zion was the place where Melchizedek, the king of Salem, Jerusalem, came to visit Abraham centuries before?
但是他有没有看见像在诗篇110篇那里讲到好像这个按照麦基洗德的等次做祭司的这个撒冷王那个在亚伯拉罕迎接亚伯拉罕的就是耶稣。
You know, in the Old Testament, outside of Genesis, David's the only one who mentions Melchizedek in Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Thou art forever a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. I wonder if he linked that to Zion's history.
在创世纪以外，大卫是唯一提到这个靠着按照麦基洗德的等次做祭司的。他说的这个撒冷王。
I wonder if later on in his life, after he committed the sin of census, and there had been that great plague upon the land.
在我不知道大卫有没有建立联系，但是后来当他来这个数点民数的时候，带来了大的瘟疫的时候。
And then David offered that sacrifice on Ornan's threshing floor to stop the plague.
当他大卫来。献上这样的一个祭牲，在这个俄南的这个打谷场那里。
You know what the Bible says right after that?
你记不记得圣经在那个以后紧接着说了什么
？In First Chronicles 22, it says, David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel."
在历代记上那边说到，大卫说这是神的家是。在这里献燔祭的所在。
David understood that the place for the burnt brazen altar in the temple of God was right there where he'd offered those sacrifices.
大卫他知道，当他在献祭的那个地方，就是以后这个铜祭坛所要所在的地方。
But did he realize that that was the place on Mount Moriah where Abraham had offered his son Isaac centuries before?
但是他有没有意识到那个地方就是亚伯拉罕在几个世纪以前献以撒的摩利亚山那个地方
This Zion has deeper roots.
这个锡安有更深的根基
Of course he could never know of the resulting controversy between Zion and Babylon.
但是他永远可能也没有想到在巴比伦和锡安之间的这样的一个争议
Nor could he know that the churchwas born at Pentecost to pound Mount Zion.
他也不可能想象到在五旬节教会就在锡安山来建立起来。
Nor could he know that Zion would be the center of the millennial kingdom where the Messiah will reign.
他也不可能想象得到这个锡安就是千年国度弥赛亚要掌权的地方。
And little did he know that Zion would be the prototype for the heavenly Jerusalem.That would eventually come down to earth.
他也不可能想象到锡安就是将来那个天上的耶路撒冷要降到地上的原型。
The point is that by faith, David was standing on more than just earthly ground.
这个一点就是他凭信站立在比地更多的这样的一个根基上面。
He was standing on holy ground.
他是站在圣地的根基上面。
And although the holy ground is here on earth, it made all the things that he did.Transcendent in a way.
虽然这个圣地是在地上，但是这就让他做的每一件事情都是那么的超然。
You remember how Paul, when he's preaching He mentions that David served the eternal purpose of God in his generation.
你记得在保罗说大卫侍奉了神永远的旨意。
His prayers were different. His psalms were different. His actions and ruling were different because he was there on Mount Zion. There was a higher purpose to it all.
他的祷告、他的诗篇、他的掌权都是那么样的不同，因为他站在一个锡安山上的一个圣地，一个更高之处。
He was preparing Zion for the son of David.
他是为大卫的子孙来预备这样的一个锡安。
Many things about this are a great mystery that has to do with eternity.
这里面的很多的奥秘都是和永远有关的。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do you realize what God did in your life back before you ever knew?
你意识到没有？当你还没有知道以前，神就已经在你生命里面做了一些事情。
Do you know to what eternal degree God has gone to prepare you for 2023?
你知不知道神为了预备你来迎接2023年？他做了怎么样在永远里面为你预备了什么
A lot of times our life feels like it's going crazy and out of control.
好像我们的生命很多的时候都在我们的控制之外，好像都已经很疯狂了。
My wife and I, we have a cottage out in Pennsylvania.
我和我的妻子，我们在宾州，我们有一个小木屋。
And we're less than a mile away from the largest water park in the world.
我们是离一个这个世界上最大的一个水上公园只不到一英里远。
And there's a giant water slide.
有一个很大的水滑梯。
You get on the slide, you go down and around and up and down and twisting through things, and here we go.
你上了滑梯，我滑下来，你就转来转去，转来转去，然后扭来扭去的很久。
Is that what the life of 2022 felt like to you?
好像2022年对你是不是感觉就像这个样子
Did you say, please, let me get off?
你赶快说让我从这个滑梯上下来
Did you realize that all of those trials, all of those blessings, underneath were the everlasting arms?
你有没有意识到你所有的经历的试炼你所有的这些事情的下面都是有一个永远的一个永远的生命
Could you imagine that Godwould shape that water slide to get you to Mount Zion.
你会不会想到神就把这个水滑梯做成一个样子是要带你到锡安去的
I don't know if you realize the value of your life in terms of what he has done in the past for you.
我不知道你认识到没有你的生命的价值是要用他在过去为你所做的来衡量的。
Some of you emigrated to the United States for various reasons.
你们一些人是为着不同的原因移民到美国。
Do you not think that was included in God's eternal plan to bring you to Zion?
你没有认识到在神的永远的旨意的里面，那是他有计划把你带到锡安吗
？Our dear brother and sister were sharing this afternoon about their family life and growing up there in New Jersey.
我们的弟兄姊妹今天下午在讲他们在新泽西他们长大的这个经历。
He was confessing that God was somehow using all of that lessons learned as the children grow up, that they may be suitable for Zion.
他们讲到他们经历的这些的所有的事情，都是神用着来让他们将来有一天能够来到锡安。
If the eternal background of your life was suddenly brought into view,
如果你把你生命的永久永远的这个背景来带到你的眼前的话
You would see that your grandmother's unceasing prayer was behind your salvation.
你就可以看见你的祖母她的不停的祷告为着你的救恩
You would see that some dear brother's martyrdom was the reason for your freedom in the States.
你也知道有些弟兄他们殉道是为了你能够来到这个美国得自由
You would see all the times you crossed paths with shepherds who brought you into the highways of Zion.
你会一次一次的遇见那些牧羊人，把你带到了通往锡安的大道。
Do you realize that this mystery is that you're now living between heaven and earth?
你有没有认识到这个今天的奥秘，就是你是 活在这样的一个在天与地之间的这样的一个地方。
You're living here in time, but with a sense of eternity.
你在这里活在现今的时候，你有没有带着一个对永远的一个思想？
Listen, when a church discovers that it's already on Mount Zion, their prayers become a binding and a loosing according to heaven.
当教会发现他是在锡安山上的时候，他做所有的祷告就成为像天上一样的捆绑或者释放的祷告。
And when people gather unto Mount Zion, their worship is something that touches between heaven and earth, and the Lord's table is actually set in heaven, even though it's here on earth.
当他们摸到这个锡安的时候，他们的敬拜，像比方说主的这个波饼的桌子，虽然说是在地上，但是已经摸到了天上。
And this is part of an eternal mystery that we know very little about in the Bible.
这是一个永远的一个奥秘，我们在圣经里面我们很多都还不了解。
It has to do with recovering. Zion is a recovery of Eden, where heaven was on earth.
锡安就是来对一个伊甸园的恢复，伊甸园就是天在地上。
In Eden, they lived on earth, but they were always in touch.With heaven.
在伊甸园里面，他们虽然活在地上，但是他们永远一直是与天有联系的。
But we knew that sin has separated heaven and earth. And you know, today the most sad thing is most unbelievers they live on earth with no understanding of heaven at all.
但是当罪分让天与地分开的时候，地上的人他们就活在这个地上，但是对天没有任何的认识。
Man was meant to live heaven on earth.
人就应该在过一个在地如同在天的生活。
In Revelation 21, the heavenly Jerusalem is coming down to dwell on earth.
在启示录21章里讲到天上的耶路撒冷要降到地上。
In Isaiah 51, verse 3,
在以赛亚51章第三节
It's an interesting statement where God says, likewise, I the Lord,will comfort Zion, comfort all her mounds of ruins. I'll transform her dead ground into Eden.
有意思就是在那里讲到耶和华已经安慰了锡安和锡安一切的荒场，使旷野像伊甸。
Zion, a testimony to Eden.
锡安就是伊甸的见证。
What a fall separated heaven and earth.What a fall of sin separated heaven and earth.
人的堕落让天与地来分开。
You know, down through history, we see in the Bible moments when God came down to earth and people realized they were standing on holy ground.
在旧约圣经，我们看见当神来到地上，那些人就认识到他们是站在圣地。
When God spoke to Abraham in Ur of Chaldees,
当神在加勒底向亚伯拉罕讲话的时候
Or Jacob met God at Bethel.
当雅各在伯特利遇见主的时候
Or Moses met God in the burning bush.
当摩西在这个燃烧的荆棘里面遇见神的时候
This was holy ground.
这是圣地
And then when they built the tabernacle.
当他们建了这个帐幕
Now there is resident holy ground.
在那里有一个驻扎的这样的一个圣地
And so the glory was there.
所以神的荣光荣耀就在那里。
So man walked on earth, but he had the glory.
虽然人在地上行走，但是他们有荣耀。
And so the temple was built, and that same glory came down.
当他们建了圣殿，神的荣耀就降下来。
Our dear brother tomorrow will talk about the covenant in Sinai, I imagine.
我们弟兄明天可能要讲到西乃的约。
But listen to one of the promises of the old covenant.
当你听，你现在要听这个旧约的里面的一个应许。
It says in Deuteronomy 11:21,
是在申命记十一章二十一节。
That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon earth.
十一章
11:21, Deuteronomy.
那里讲到神要使你们和你们的子孙的日子在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给他们的地上得以增多如天覆地的日子那样多
I don't know what the Mandarin says But in the English, it says that those who live in the good of the covenant will live in days of heaven upon earth.
在中文里面其实是讲到如天覆地的日子那样多，英文里面实际上是讲到好像天在地上。
But God's purpose has always been for heaven upon earth.
神他的旨意总是要让天在地上。
But a mediator was needed between God and man.
但是在人与神中间要有一个中保。
Otherwise, the Father's house could not be a permanent abode.
否则的话，父的他的家就不能成为一个永远的一个居所。
But now our Lord has gone and prepared a place for us.
现在我们的主他去了，为我们是预备地方的。
The Father's house.
是在父的家里。
And so the sons of glory will dwell on heaven and earth.
荣耀的之子们要住在天，也住在地上。
This is the mystery of Zion.
这是锡安的一个奥秘。
And so when we come to Hebrews chapter 12,
所以当我们又回到希伯来书十二章
I just want to finish up and look at these few verses there in Hebrews 12, verses 22.
我们再回到希伯来书十二章二十二节，我们今天就结束。
Now here in Hebrews 12 were these Jewish Christians.
在希伯来书你就看见这些希伯来的基督徒们。
They had depended upon Jerusalem for their sacrifices and their priesthood and all that stuff.
他们依赖了耶路撒冷为着他们的献祭或者说他们的服事。
This must have been a strange statement when the writer says, "But now you have come to Mount Zion."
对他们来说好像是一个很奇怪的一句话，说你们乃是来到锡安山。
Jerusalem has no more glory.
因为耶路撒冷已经没有荣耀了。
Jerusalem will be destroyed.
耶路撒冷要被毁坏。
But you have come to Mount Zion.
但是你们来到了锡安山。
It's this place between heaven and earth.
这个地方是在天与地之间。
Oh, it's on earth.
是在地上。
It's the church.
是教会。
But it's not just the church.
但是不仅仅是教会。
Just as it's not Jerusalem without Zion.
就像它不仅仅是耶路撒冷，但是没有。
It's the church that has a heavenly perspective.
它是一个教会，但是带着一个属天的视角。
It's a church that has a heavenly vision.
是一个教会带着属天的意象。
You have come to Mount Zion.
你乃是来到锡安山。
And then you know how he says there in verses 18 through 21.
你看他在十八节和到二十一节，他是这样说。
You used to come to Mount Zion.
你们原来是到基乃山。
You could touch it.
你是能摸的山。
It was dark. It was gloomy.
那里有密云，有黑暗。
There was a blazing fire.
有火焰。
There was a whirlwind.
有暴风。
There was a blast of trumpets.
有角声。
And you were afraid.
你在那里受惊吓。
That's the old one.
那是旧的山。
But you haven't come there anymore.
但是你没有去那里了。
I've got a new place for you.
我有一个新地方。
You have come to Mount Zion.
你乃是来到了锡安山。
You've come to this eternal now.
你来到了这个永远的这个现在。
Oh, if we could just see.
如果我们能够看见的话。
How very present the Lord is right here tonight.
我们的主今天他是多么的与我们同在。
But you'd have to see the ground of Zion.
你必须要看见锡安山的这个地。
It's amazing, but most Christians are like Jacob, who woke up and says, "I never knew God was here. I just thought I was sleeping on a rock."
我们很多基督徒就像雅各一样说，哦，我不知道神在这里，我以为我是在一个岩石上面睡觉。
And if on this New Year's Eve your eyes were opened to the Lord just over our heads enthroned, we would bow down and worship.
但是如果在今年这个除夕的时候，你看见我们往上看见我们的神，他坐在我们的主坐在宝座上，我们就会低头敬拜。
Now I don't want to get too mystical because our life is walked by faith and not by sight.
我不想在这里讲的太神秘，因为我们的生活乃是因信而生，而不是靠眼见。
I'm not saying if you look up on the rafters, you'll see Jesus hanging up there.
我不是说你往上看这个屋梁的时候，你就看见耶稣坐在那里。
But I say by faith Jesus is here.
但是我因信，凭着信，我说耶稣在这里。
Very, very present.
真是非常的与我们同在。
So let's listen to where these people had come.
我们听一听这些人来到了什么地方。
Because we're gathered there together tonight.
因为我们今天我们也在那里聚集。
We look at verse 22.
我们看二十二节。
You are come to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Now wait a minute. How can you go to the heavenly Jerusalem? That's up in heaven, right?
你等一等你怎么能到耶路撒冷天上的耶路撒冷在天上对不对
But you're touching something here of the heavenly Jerusalem now.
但是你在此时此地你就摸到那个天上的耶路撒冷。
And it's the city of the living God.
是永生神的城邑。
He's very much alive.
是永生的神。
There's so many churches that are so dead.
有那么多的教会他们是死的。
I've sat in churches where they sang hymns and I thought they were burying people.
我在有些教会当他们唱诗歌的时候好像是在唱哀乐。
I remember I went to seminary as a Baptist and became a minister, you know, got my Master of Divinity.
我记得当我去上这个神学院我在那里拿神学硕士学位的时候。
But I would visit some Baptist churches that sang songs so dead, I wondered if there was even a tune.
我到一些浸信会里面他们唱诗我在那里觉得好像来到了这个墓地。
I remember when a brother said, let's go to the Assembly of God. They have a radio show at the church today.
有人跟我说我们到这个神的聚会所那里面好像有一个广播的节目。
And we got there, we had to sit in the back row. The place was packed.
我们来到那边我们坐在后排那个屋里满是人。
And they were singing the song, when we all get to heaven.What a day of rejoicing that shall be.
他们都唱这首诗歌当我们有一天我们来到天堂我们是何等的喜乐。
And I thought these people were ready to get on the next bus for heaven.
我觉得这些人好像要坐下一辆的公共汽车要升天了。
They sang it like they believed it.
他们唱的时候好像他们非常有相信。
I tell you, Mount Zion should be a place where we sing songs like we believe it.
我们这个锡安山就像你唱诗你并且相信的一样。
It's the city of the living God.
因为这是永生神的城邑。
This is our destination.
这是我们的目的地。
But it goes on to say.
他接下来
说。Now you picture this mountain.
你来想象这个山。
And in that mountain there's thousands of angels in festive assembly.
在那里有千万的天使和聚会。
Zion is always rejoicing.
西安总是满有了喜乐。
There's angels all over the place.
因为各地各处都是有天使。
And then look, it's the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven.
那些这些名录在天上的住长子的。
So what does that mean?
聚会，这是什么意思？
Firstborn means those Christians who have gained their inheritance. You know, the firstborn inheritance.
长子是讲到那些已经得了产业的那些基督徒们。
So there's Brother Wong, there's Brother Kong, there's Brother Lambert. And right with us, up a little higher than we are, by the way.
在那有王弟兄，有江弟兄，有兰培德弟兄，他们与我们同在，只是比我们今天的这个要高一点。
There they are. They've gained the inheritance. And there's Abraham, and there's Moses too, and there's Abel.
他们已经得到了产业，那里有亚伯拉罕，有摩西，也有雅伯。
But look, and it says, and on that mountain is God, the judge of all.
在那里也看见有审判众人的神。
Now we say, oh boy, that's tough. God's on the mountain and he's going to judge me.
你说哦，这个太难了，主在神在那里，他要来审判我。
Actually, in the Greek, it says, and here is the judge, the God of all.
这里讲到这个审判的神
，because on Mount Zion we stand in the present judgment of a God.
因为我们在锡安山，我们是站在神他当时的这个审判那里。
One day we'll all come before the judgment seat.
有一天我们都要来到审判台前。
Perhaps it's uncomfortable, but the Lord is judging us now that we won't be judged later on.
好像 不是很舒服，但是我们的神，我们的主现在就来来审判我们，让我们将来在审判台前，我们不受审判。
When we stand upon that mount, there's eyes watching us, and giving us discipline, correcting us to make us rejoice in Mount Zion.
在我们站在那里的时候，有眼睛看在我们的身上，然后来管教我们，也来更正我们，让我们能够有将来得到喜乐。
And then notice on the mountain, there's also spirits.Of the righteous made perfect.
在那里也有被成全之义人的灵魂。
Why does it say that?
他为什么要这么说？
Because these are those that have gone on before, and they're waiting their resurrection bodies.
因为这些人他们已经先去了，他们在等候他们复活的身体。
It'll be at the great trumpet when the Lord comes to earth that we will be raised with resurrection bodies. But right now, they're spirits of the righteous made perfect.
当主号角吹响的时候，主来到地上就有身体的复活，但是他们已经在那里，他们这些是被成全之义人的灵魂。
So we sing that mysterious verse that says, and we enjoy the mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won.
我们就看到我们来享用与那些他们在已经睡了那些人的灵魂一起来安息。
And of course, those who read this realize that the people up on the mountain also include all of those men and women mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 of those witnesses who have gone on before us.
你读到这里，你也会认识到，在前面希伯来书十一章那些所有的见证人，他们已经先去了。来到了西安。
And of course, there, the meaning, the blessing of the mountain is Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant.
当然，里面的这个一个祝福，就是讲到我们新约的中保耶稣。
And this is the law of Mount Zion, the everlasting covenant through Jesus Christ.
这是西安的律法，就是。通过耶稣基督的一个永远的一个生命。
And anyone who comes to that mount also finally knows the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel.
那些来到锡安山的人也就看见所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Do you have a faith, as the writer of Hebrews says,
你有没有
that is the substance of things hoped for?The conviction of things unseen.
你有没有这样的一个信心？是像希伯来书的作者说的，你是信心是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
If we don't have that faith that comes to Zion, we'll find these last days more and more difficult.
如果我们没有这样的信心，能够带我们到锡安，我们就发现这个末后的世代越来越难过。
Our choice is simply the darkness around us or the light upon Mount Zion.
我们的要在这里做一个选择，是选择我们周围的黑暗呢，还是选择锡安山的这个光？
So we have gathered together tonight on Mount Zion.
我们今天晚上我们是聚在锡安山。
Do you see it?
你有没有看见？
Do you sense the nowness of it? You sense the immediate presence of it?
你有没有马上觉得他的同在？
Do you sense the eternal thread that brought you from wherever you came from and through whatever parents you came through and from every problem you came through to this very point tonight?
你有没有看见那里面的好像那些线索把你从许多不同的地方带到你今天在的这样的一个通过你的各种的难处各种的处境来到这个地方？
Do you realize that your father, the potter,has had you upon his wheel, squeezing you to Mount Zion.
你意识有没有意识到我们的天父就像一个窑匠，他是把你放在这样的一个转盘上面，一直在挤压你，直接来让你成型。
The greatest sin of young people is always they don't appreciate their eternal heritage.
这些年轻人他们最大的一个罪就是他们不能来。意识到他们的一个属天的一个永远的一个遗产。
I could imagine there may be even some teenagers here tonight that wish they weren't brought up in Chinese culture, in Chinese old stagnant ways, and all of the, from the back country, but that they could just be straight out Americans.
他们有我们中间有些年轻人，他们有没有觉得他们不是在中国的那些老旧的那些方式里面来培养、来长大，而是直接的来在美国能够成长？
But your heritage is something God has given you as a treasure.
但是你的身上的遗传是神给你的一个宝贝。
It's part of that that has brought you to Mount Zion.
那一部分也是能够把你带到锡安山的一部分。
If you despise your heritage as Esau did,
如果你像以扫那样来轻视你前面的你这个历史,
you'll regret throughout your life what you have missed.
你就会在你的一生里面，你都后悔你所失去的。
If you've seen Mount Zion,
如果你已经看见了锡安山,
you're frankly spoiled of anything less.
你就会，You
can go to some church anywhere.
你可以到任何的教会的地方。And
you know what? There's a lot of churches it's a lot easier to go to.
你知道有些教会好像对你来说比较容易一点。You
can just sit in a pew for years and everybody will welcome you.
你在那里可能坐在这个地，坐在下面很多年没有人来管你。
But if you come to Mount Zion, you're standing before the living God.
但是你如果是来到锡安山，你是来到永生神的面前。
He demands all.
他要一切。
And he gives more than all.
他给你比你更多的。
It's a wonderful place to be.
是一个很奇妙的地方。
Do not despise Mount Zion.
不要轻视锡安山。
The world doesn't even see it.
这个世界不能看见。
And there you are dwelling on it. And you're dwelling on it.
你不是住在那里。
Do you love Mount Zion?
你爱不爱锡安山?
This is your heritage.
这是你的一个遗传。
Your present heritage.
是你现在的一个遗传。
You see, there's a greater yet to come.
有将来比这更大的要来。
The kingdom will soon come.
国度很快就要来。
But until it does, I hope you're firmly planted on the eternal foundation rock of Mount Zion.
但是在这以前, 我希望你是扎根在这个永远的这个磐石的上面, 就是锡安。
It's possible even in this dangerous final days to live as heaven upon earth.
就是在今天这样最后最艰难最危险的时代，也是有可能你活在地上，如同活在天上。
May the Lord help us in this coming year.
愿意主在前面这一年帮助我们。
To stand with the living God and with Jesus.
与永生神和与耶稣一起一同站立。
There's many unseen things. We yet don't understand.
有很多不可见的事情我们不容易明白。
But God has not led us this far by mistake.
但是主不是因着他的错误带我们走了这么远。
We are where we are by the perfect, eternal will of God.
我们今天来到这里是靠着神完美的永远的旨意。
There's much more going on in San Francisco, San Bruno, Mountain View, than you realize.
在三藩市,在San Bruno,在Mountain View,有你没有认识到的很多的事情在发生。
The Lord is preparing for something very precious.
我们的主在为着一个非常宝贵的事情在做预备。And
you're stationed there in Mount Zion.
你是被驻扎在锡安山上。Tomorrow
night, Lord willing, we'll talk about this travail and battle for Mount Zion.
明天晚上,如果主愿意的话,我们就讲
But for now, Lord, we just come to you and pray that you would renew our vision of Zion.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，求你来更新我们对锡安的一个意向。
If any earthly thing has obscured the highest goal of our lives, oh, do open our eyes to see.
如果属地的事情让我们来瞎了眼睛，让我们不能看见这个你。
As you sit as Messiah enthroned over this congregation tonight,
你就是像弥赛亚，你在这个你的宝座在这个聚会的当中。
Look down upon us and have mercy upon us.
从天上来看看顾我们，你的恩典降下。
Let that sprinkled blood be our possession, even as we walk into the new year.
那个这个所洒的血，让我们能够来遮盖我们在新年的里面。
Oh, we come, the redeemed of the Lord, to Mount Zion, and we praise the Lord, the King of Zion.
我们这些蒙拯救的，我们来到锡安山，我们来赞美我们的君王，锡安山的君王。
Here we are on Mount Zion saying, Oh Lord, come quickly and establish Zion as a present reality here on this earth.
我们站在锡安山上，我们说主啊，求你快来，把锡安山能够来建立成你在今天的一个现实。
So we pray in Jesus' glorious name.
我们奉耶稣荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.